Welcome to SciBud, your science buddy, bringing you the freshest breakthroughs from bioimaging. We use AI to bring you science news daily. I'm Maple, your guide for today's quick dive into an exciting new discovery. Today, we're exploring a fascinating study focusing on a material called hydroxyapatite, or HAP for short. Hydroxyapatite is a naturally occurring mineral form of calcium apatite. It's most commonly known for its role in our bones and teeth, but it also has promising applications in environmental science, especially in the treatment of polluted water. In this study, researchers set out to enhance the dye adsorption effectiveness of HAP for treating wastewater contaminated with synthetic dyes, specifically rhodamine B or RHB. RHB is a vibrant dye used in textiles, and unfortunately, it's a big environmental headache due to its persistence in aquatic systems. The researchers modified HAP using sodium dodecyl sulfate, or SDS, which is a surfactant commonly found in many cleaning products. By modifying HAP with SDS through a method called sol gel synthesis, the team found that they could significantly improve its ability to adsorb RHB from water. Now, let's break down what they did. First, they made the modified HAP, called SDS HAP, by mixing calcium nitrate and phosphoric acid in a solution, along with various amounts of SDS, varying from none up to 2 grams. They then characterized the properties of this new material using several analytical techniques, like X-ray diffraction to check the crystal structure, nitrogen adsorption techniques to measure surface area, and scanning electron microscopy to observe the material's morphology, or shape. The results were compelling. They reported that the specific surface area of the modified HAP increased almost 90%, from about 72.8 square meters per gram to 136.8 square meters per gram. This increase means that there's much more surface available for the RHB dye to attach to, which directly enhances its effectiveness for water treatments. When they conducted experiments to test the dye removal capabilities, they found that the SDS HAP removed approximately 99.5% of RHB under certain conditions, compared to just about 27.9% with the pure HAP. This shows a strong improvement in the adsorption capacity, about 3.3 times more effective, in fact. But how did they understand this enhancement? The researchers used different mathematical models to describe the adsorption behavior. They found that the adsorption followed a model called the Freundlich isotherm, which is typically used for adsorption on heterogeneous surfaces. They also noted that the adsorption process was spontaneous and favorably driven by interactions between the dye and the modified HAP. They even looked at various factors affecting dye absorption, concentration of the dye, the pH of the solution, and temperature. They discovered that increasing the temperature boosted adsorption, likely due to increased molecular mobility. Interestingly, the HAP's performance remained relatively stable across a range of pH levels, which is a big win since wastewater can vary dramatically in pH. However, while the study is well-founded and provides significant insights into wastewater treatment using SDS HAP, it didn't come without critiques. First, while the methodology is solid and can be replicated, after all, the article clearly outlines the steps for synthesizing the modified material. There's no mention of data availability in a public repository. This could enhance the reproducibility of the study. Second, although the authors did a commendable job with the statistical analysis of their results, further clarifying how they handled potential confounding factors could strengthen their claims. Third, while this work presents a novel contribution by modifying HAP for better absorption of RHB, it's not particularly focused on bioimaging targets despite appearing in a science forum that often discusses such topics. So, let's not lose sight of that disconnect. But let's not overlook the positive aspects. The detailed methodological transparency enables other researchers to replicate their results effectively. The results show the potential for an eco-friendly and cost-effective solution to wastewater treatment, which could have practical implications for industries discharging dyes. In conclusion, using SDS to modify HAP represents an innovative approach in enhancing the adsorption of dyes like RHB. With the significant increase in efficiency, SDS HAP could provide an effective solution to the pressing challenge of dye pollution in our waters. However, the gaps in data sharing and its indirect relation to bioimaging remind us to keep pushing for not just innovation but also collaboration and transparency in scientific research. That's all for today's episode of SciBud. If you enjoyed learning about this breakthrough in bioimaging and environmental science, be sure to subscribe and share. Join us next time for more scientific discoveries worth knowing about.